Matthias.
Joined.
Evan Leibovich.
Joined.
Gareth Sherman.
Joined.
Chuck Kisselberg.
Joined.
Darlene.
Joined.
Okay, lots of people are here.
Yeah, good evening.
Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Evan. Hi, Bob.
Joined. Joined.
That's okay. I'm on mute now.
Silvia from Brazil.
Joined.
Hello, everybody. Silvia.
Hi, Silvia.
Hi, Silvia.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, thank you. And you? Are we going to have a Spanish channel?
Not today, no.
Ah, okay.
Would you like to have a Spanish channel for next Wednesday?
Sorry?
Would you like to have a Spanish channel next Wednesday?
Yes, please.
Yes.
All right.
It's better for me. We had the last conference, and it was wonderful for me. But I wear the unique in Spanish channel, so don't worry.
All right. No, okay, I'll ask for Spanish interpretation. Is Cheryl on the call?
It's supposed to start at half 5 minutes ago, or I'm early.
No. It was supposed to start 5 minutes ago.
Ah, okay.
And we've just been spending our time waiting for something to happen.
Okay.
Matthias Wolf seems to be having problems with the dial-in code.
Yeah, so it's...
That's the one I used to get in, so...
Yeah, works for me.
I don't have a web connection, so it's only by phone this time
okay.
For me.
That's okay. We're not saying anything by Skype either.
Ah, okay.
Do we have, like, if we have an agenda, can we not start anyway?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm just looking at the stuff that is on the web page. Wolf, are you here yet? Okay, Wolf's still trying to come in. Do we have anyone on staff that can talk to us about the second survey?
Matthias, do you want to update on who's not voted yet?
Yeah, maybe we can start to for a roll call to know who is online and who is supposed to join. It will be easier to follow what will happen. Because I would like to be sure, for example, that Chuck were able to join us.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. It's Sebastian. Sorry, Chuck.
Great.
Then Sebastian is online. Evan, you are there.
Yeah. I heard Gareth.
Yes, I'm here.
Darlene,
great. Sylvia?
Yeah.
Somebody from the African region? Fatimata and Awa were supposed to join us, and
yeah.
I hope that they are trying to call. Okay. Somebody from the ASEAN Pacific region? Okay. Okay, I think... We need to start, as even suggest, and yeah, we can have a look to the current status of the survey. On the list of the who haven't responded, have you updated the list, or it's still the one you send, Matthias, when you make it?
Yeah, that's still the old list from yesterday. I can't send you the new list. Just give me 5 minutes. I'm still trying to do some dial-ins.
But just let me, just if I may, the first point on the agenda is the interim results of the second survey. And from about 2 hours ago, the top five ranked priority topics are in order. The first one is at-large engagement in ICANN, including goals, organization, review, strategic planning, individual internet users' participation. The second priority topic is ICANN's relationship with governments, UN, and the ITU. The third is the future structure and governance of ICANN, including the improving institutional competence process. Number four is the new GTLDs, including the IDN GTLDs. And number five is ICANN transparency and accountability. Now, that was, again, from a few hours ago, and so far 38 people had voted.
Is my name on that list? I submitted the survey but didn't get any acknowledgement that it went through.
Sorry, who is this? Is this Gareth?
This is Evan.
Evan. Okay, let me just take a look.
And I know it was the case from our colleague from Africa. Our try and didn't get in. I don't know if from your list, we have still the list of 21 voters, but our didn't get in, Didier either, and I guess Fatimata also. Then, but what is quite interesting is that really we need to have the end result, because it's quite a big change what you told us now, comparison with what we have after the 21 voters. And it's a, we really need to have all people to answer.
Yeah.
To have an idea.
Heidi, it's Darlene here. What was that fifth one that you said on the list that you just gave us? What was number five?
Number five was transparency and accountability.
Right, okay.
And Evan, I'm looking into your question here. I'm just trying to find if I need to get into the system that I can see this. I do see that Fatimata's vote has she's voted, and that's been accepted.
Darlene.
Left.
But Evan, I don't see your name at all. Either in those who have voted and those who have not voted, which I must be missing you.
Okay.
Heidi.
Yes.
Can you just try to make a cross-check for my entry from yesterday again? Because I tried it three times. And the third time I got a confirmation.
Okay.
But I'm now certain whether it's valid.
Yeah, Wolf,
yeah,
I
Wolf, yours is
joined.
Done.
Wolf, I do see yours.
Darlene.
Okay.
Joined.
And
hello, hello, Darlene, again.
Hello, Sebastian. How are you doing?
Hello, Sebastian. I hope Evan sounded like I sounded like I was talking from the bottom of a 45-gallon drum, so I hope I sound better now.
Hello, I'm kidding.
You are always a little bit far, but we are not too bad sound. That's okay, I guess. Okay, I think we really need to solve some technical difficulty we get on this survey, because some people didn't get in or were not able to sign in or to vote. That's the case for, once again, Awa, Didier, Fatimata, and now we learn even too, then it's quite a big portion of people who need to vote.
I agree, Sebastian. I think we may bump into a formal conflict when we said in the appeal for the second survey that this is important to be allowed to participate at the summit. And if now people show up who are not registered as active participants but claim, what do you want? I participated that and that day, but it was not registered. How can we deal with these conflict cases?
Wolf, if I may.
Pardon?
Sorry, I'm just waiting. Matthias has been working with the Big Pulse, and I'm just wondering if he's online.
Me?
Yeah, Matthias.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
All right, Wolf. From what I understand, and if you look at the introduction to the survey, it is not mandatory to respond to the second survey to be able to get travel funding.
Okay, but I wrote it in my reminder, because I thought probably I was not 100% up to date, but I thought I know it was disputed, but I thought we finally agreed that to get as much as responses, we urge them by saying you have to, and I put it into the reminder, okay, if it's finally not 100% condition for participation, we may avoid a conflict. But Matthias, can you just check, because I bilaterally emailed some people today in German, and Annette confirmed me that she has already participated. Is that right?
What is her surname?
Annette.
Yes, she has.
She has. Okay, so this this check was okay. So.
Okay, I think it's an important point we raised about answering this survey and participation. I think since the beginning we say that the people must be involved to participate, and one way to be involved is to participate to this survey. If we get some technical problem, we will see how we can cope with and solve the problem. But at the end, even if the end it's not today and not in 1 week, but we'll leave some more time for the people to answer, I think it's really more than important that every ILS's reps will answer this survey, because it's really the way we will be able to find out two things. The first is the five topics we will be handling within each working group during the summit, and the three after, or some of the three, some amongst the others, we will have to take three for the discussion with the other RALO, other ACs and supporting organization during the ICANN meeting itself. And it's really very important that we have as much as possible, even possibly all the ILSs who would like to participate to answer.
Yeah, you're right.
Darlene, hear me, I?
Yeah, Darlene, go ahead.
Two things. Number one, I'm very shocked to hear that this wasn't a mandatory survey because all the phone conversations I listened to prior to this had made it sound like that. Number two, and it should be. I mean, if you cannot fill in a survey that takes less than 5 minutes, why should ICANN spend thousands of dollars getting you to Mexico? Number two, I don't think the 12th being a cutoff deadline is that unreasonable, and we cannot keep sliding that forward because we have to have these working groups in place well before the summit, and that's less than 2 months from now. That's it.
Darlene, you're right for both. The only trouble today. Je vais te passer la parole dans deux secondes.
Okay.
I would like to speak. I just wanted to finish with that. I fully agree with you. The problem is that we have technical difficulties for some of the ILS representatives to fulfill the survey. It's not they don't want to do it or they are not taking time. They do it and it was not working. And it's a reason why I think we need to help them to answer as soon as possible. Eventually, we will need to give them a few days more to be sure that they are able to answer. But in principle, I agree with you. Awa?
I don't agree with giving any more days. I mean, this is such an easy survey, and there cannot be technical difficulties over the 3 weeks we let them. If nothing else, they can phone one of us, or we can phone them, and they can give us their answers, and we'll send it in. You know,
it's a real problem with Big Pulse. It's not a problem. It's when I say technical problem, there is trouble with email addresses and something was going wrong, and it needs to be fixed. And as soon as it will be fixed, the people will be able to answer. I am sure about that. Awa?
Oui, Sébastien, moi j'ai une proposition. Tout simplement, ils envoient les questionnaires là sur une feuille Excel puisqu'il y a un problème technique. Et les gens envoient et puis manuellement, le comité va trier et ça va aller vite. Au lieu d'attendre et perdre le temps pour que le système... En fait, en général, quand il y a des problèmes techniques comme ça, ça perdure. Donc je propose qu'ils prennent les questionnaires et ils reformulent ça sur le Word avec les cases accrochées, les gens cochent pour donner les priorités ou bien mettre le numéro 1, 2, 3 avec, dans les cases. Et puis manuellement, un comité va trier et puis publier les résultats. Je pense qu'en 2 jours, les gens vont répondre puisque tout le monde est au courant que le temps presse pour répondre aux questionnaires.
OK. I will suggest that we send the questionnaire through Word or Excel sheet to allow people who are not able to answer yet for technical problems that they could be able to answer like that, and then we will manually add information to the result. Maybe Matthias, you can tell us where you are with Big Pulse, if what is the technical problem, and if you think that they will solve it soon or not.
Yeah, thanks, Sebastian. I've been in contact with some of the engineers at Big Pulse, and they're still trying to figure out what the problem is, and they expect to have an answer by tomorrow morning, my time. And then we should have a list with everybody who has tried to access the Big Pulse survey but hasn't been registered. And we will then just resend the survey to those people, and then we'll see if they're able to connect to the system. But I think it's not actually a problem that concerns many people. I mean, I've heard from 6 or 7, but I don't think it's the majority of people who have not voted so far. And I agree with Hawa. I think we can also just send out an Excel file. And if somebody tries to vote over the weekend and it doesn't work, we can still send an Excel file next Monday. I would like to send as few files as possible, because it's going to be difficult to add them to the results. It's going to be a lot of manual work, and so I wouldn't want to do it right now. I wouldn't want to send it out to everybody just to those it, for which it doesn't work. But yeah, I think tomorrow we should know more about the problem.
Could I make a suggestion? And Matthias, tell me if you're overwhelmed. I can pick up. I can start working on that today. That list that you provided with the people who have not yet voted, divided into the individual rallos, we should go ahead and update that.
It's updated on the website. You can find it on the agenda.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Well, it's not. I couldn't break it down by region, but you'll see everybody who's not voted so far.
Is that going to be useful to all of the rallos, or is it more useful with those emails I sent out earlier this week where a list divided into the rallos is identified?
I like the way you did that, Heidi. I thought it was excellent, and then I could get back to everybody. And you saw how many people responded back, so I thought the effectiveness of that was quite good, at least in our rallo.
Okay. Yes, me too.
Okay. Yeah. I noticed that Afralo really responded. I was really pleased with that. So, what I'll do is I will try and do that and get that out today for all of the Rallos again.
Okay. Thank you.
Including this time, and that was an excellent suggestion we had in our Afralo call today. Is the phone numbers as well, so you can for the regions that perhaps phone calls are more effective at this point, just to remind people. I mean, that might be everyone, regardless of the region.
That's an excellent idea. It would save us having to look them up.
Yeah. And Evan, I don't know, we'll find you, Evan.
Matthias, what you put as update on list of the LSS representative who have not responded to the second survey, you are sure that this 65 people, because I see my name, I see your name, I see the Nick Ashton Hart name on this list.
I know, it's a bit strange, but I just created it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and after this teleconference, I will go ahead and update it. Refreshing that page continuously so I can get updated information.
Okay.
Oui.
Okay, now I think we need to, as Wolf, join us. Cheryl. You are with us now or not yet? Okay, I suggest that we come back to the first point, and as Wolf joins us, I give the floor to the first topic, draft summit program. Wolf, if you agree,
yes,
the floor is yours.
Thanks a lot, Sebastian. I took a bit of time in the meantime to draft a more precise version of a program scheme for the summit with time slots already. And this was put on the workspace, on the summit workspace, I think today. I don't know whether
everybody of you has seen the version 2 of the draft summit program scheme, Mexico, February 09. Has everybody seen the revised version 2?
It's what it's on the wiki. If you click on the first
yes.
topic, you will get it. Yeah.
So we should be using that rather than the doc file that was attached to the agenda. Or are they the same thing?
It's the same thing.
Same thing, Evan.
And it, I drafted this on the basis of the room allocation scheme version 5, which was submitted by the staff, actually by Nick. And I tried to translate this into program slots. And program slots we had so far, except I left open, I only put them in on Sunday afternoon, the 5 working groups. There are no themes or topics allocated to the 5 working groups, and altogether 3 hours foreseen from, it's a whole afternoon starting at 1:30 and going up to 4:45, and afterwards a feedback round with summary of the workshop results. And I cut down a little bit compared with the room allocation, the time for the regional breakouts or the general assemblies, and I reduced them to 4 hours total, because in an earlier summit working group call, we agreed that for regional meetings, like for general assemblies, no RALO needs more than 3 to 4 hours. And therefore I shifted this on Tuesday, the first part of the day, from 9 to 1 o'clock. And it is meant to have concurrent sessions that morning of all 5 RALOs.
Okay, thank you, Wolf. I think it's a very good announcement of your first draft of the program. What you want us to discuss tonight, or And do we need to discuss that, or do we wait for next week, where we will have the answer of the survey? And
I would like to suggest that we don't take any final decisions tonight, because it will be difficult to legitimate any decision taken tonight of the core group, because we should send this now to the whole working group as still as a discussion paper, telling them we have to wait until we have the final results of the second survey, and if we have a kind of representative result of a considerable majority among the ALSs, choosing the 5 preferences and the 5 priorities of the subjects they want to have discussed
in Mexico, then we could simply fill them in the spaces allocated for the working groups on Sunday afternoon, and so we have a more complete draft of a program, and we also can see after having the survey results whether there are any duplications foreseen with the draft we have now today. Maybe the priorities may be a different one, because we said at the very beginning that IDN is a major subject, that IPv6 is a major subject. Also, who is and privacy was given a higher priority. Then I saw the preliminary result of the ongoing survey, and having the final result, I think we should do the final revisions of that draft at the phone conference in a week. That's my suggestion.
Okay, I think it's a fair suggestion, but do you want us to help you in elaborating a new version of your draft program today, or do we think that it's good work and we need to have the final results of the survey and then we will be able to work on that?
The only point which would be interesting to me, Sebastian, is when I was sitting and doing this over Christmas, I had also some, some considerations of how could we do a good dramaturgy of a summit. I think the opening part is quite clear. We have to follow more or less the conventional scheme, starting with welcome, introduction, orientation, opening speech, etc. And then I think there are some musts, like I can one-to-one, which are the breathing parts. And I think seeing the variety and the different levels of ALS is coming to Mexico, this introduction to me still sounds in between reasonable and necessary. And then the further programming starting Saturday afternoon, to me, is still open which theme will we give the highest priority. And if we have done the second survey now, I think we should a little bit follow the democratic approach. If say the majority of ALS is giving us the ideas, they have other priorities than our working group, then I'm still open to modify the draft and say, okay, we start on Saturday afternoon with a subject which was given highest priority from the survey result. And this part, I think we should simply leave open, because also the question whether it's reasonable to do all the general assemblies on Tuesday, or to start with a general assembly, let's say, on Sunday afternoon. I would prefer we decide this and we do necessary shiftings on the basis of the results of the second survey. It's too early for me to do this right now, or to this evening, or the next 2-3 days, not knowing the final results.
Question, it's Darlene. How will knowing the results of this survey be able to help you to know when the General Assembly should start? I'm just curious. I don't know.
Yes, good question, Darlene.
so far it makes sense to me to have this en bloc on Tuesday and to have the icon topics, the issue related working parts before. But maybe there was one question in the second survey which was very determined on ALEC itself. And if this still will be at the end the majority or the high preference of the ALSs, we should probably bring this closer together in the program.
Cheryl here. The General Assemblies, though, I think sitting on the Tuesday allows them to, each of the RALOs, to discuss activities not only from the weekend summit work, but also anything that comes out of the first day of the ICANN
meeting
into mainstream.
Exactly.
And I must say I feel fairly comforted, particularly after the opportunity for the joint SO and AC discussion on whatever topics they might be choosing as well, to have a General Assembly where regionally we can discuss, you know, the specifics of our reactions or, you know, build on both those activities.
I agree with you, Cheryl.
So does that mean that really we won't be shifting room requirements as a result of the survey at all? Rather, we'll be finalising exactly what topics go in.
Well, to me, the result of the survey may change the priorities of the programming. Because I always tend to have higher priorities at the beginning parts of a 2 to 3 days conference, and I never would put a priority at the very end. But it wouldn't, to me, it wouldn't change the whole program. It wouldn't change Saturday morning part. This I would, according to me, I would simply leave like it is because it simply makes sense as an introduction of a summit, and then the tutorials and the roundtables and the workshops. This is still open, and this we could modify easily according to the preference of the ALSs. And if we say that it makes sense to have the General Assemblies on Tuesday because it gives them a chance to follow the opening of the official ICANN public meeting on Monday, and it would facilitate a feedback to the General Assemblies, to the regional breakout sessions, if they had a chance to compare what we discussed on Saturday and Sunday and compare this with the big ICANN meeting.
Yeah.
I think for reasons of dynamics and facilitating processes, it would be a good choice to have the General Assemblies on Tuesday.
Okay. I certainly think we need to stick with that plan. Really, what Evan just raised in chat, I support. I don't think it's the room allocations that will be shifting at all. Indeed, I doubt, I agree, certainly I don't think we can, but rather the topics or what we're doing in those rooms is what may shift as a result of the survey.
I have I have just one point. I think maybe it could be interesting to think on that. It's to allow one part of the working group done in the morning of the Sunday, and the other part in the afternoon, and eventually with some activities in between, to allow people to exchange, to sing, to and not to run from one working group session to another working group session. It's just because sometimes 2 or 3 hours in between help to sing to exchange with other, or eventually just to sing by yourself and to come back with other ideas.
Sébastien, tu peux me faire un résumé?
Okay, I have to give me 1 minute. I will translate some or make a summary in French for our work. Sorry. Donc la discussion c'est sur le programme qui a été fait par Wolf, qui nous semble tous très bien. On pense que les assemblées générales doivent bien avoir lieu le mardi comme il a proposé, et que on va attendre d'avoir les résultats de l'étude de l'enquête pour savoir comment est-ce qu'on remplit les choses. La seule question que je venais là de poser, c'était de savoir si on n'aurait pas intérêt à faire une partie des groupes de travail le matin, de faire quelque chose après, et faire la deuxième partie des working groups l'après-midi pour pouvoir permettre aux gens d'échanger entre eux ou de réfléchir et de revenir avec d'autres idées. Voilà, madame.
Merci.
Ok. Summary is done.
Sébastien?
Oui, Wolf, go ahead.
I just saw in between that Evan made some remark, we can't reduce the room allocations, which was supported by Darlene. Yes, I agree. And just to be clear, I have revised, or I've done the version 2 on the basis that basically Nick said we have a big room and we have two more rooms all together, and we cannot exceed this space allocation which are booked, and we have now to fit in the program slots and bring them in a timing follow-up, but according to the rooms we have. We cannot just invent in Mexico City any more rooms. We have to deal with the room allocations we have, and of course any program must apply to the rooms we have at our disposal. But I still think, and it was my information, that altogether we have this big room, this plenary room, and there are two smaller side rooms. And of course we have
We have five rooms.
In accordance with that.
We have five rooms.
Evan?
Wolf, we have five rooms.
Pardon?
We have five rooms.
We have five rooms.
Because there are five rooms of 20 people, allowing 20 people. But I am not sure.
25.
Yes, 25.
Yeah, 25, sorry. No? But 100 divided by 5, it's 20. Okay. But it's 25. Okay. Yeah. The size, it's okay. But I am not sure that we have 15. What I understood was the large room will be at the hotel where the rest of the ICANN meeting will be organized, and the breakout session will be at the hotel of the delegates of the summit. And I am not sure that we have at the same time the larger room and the breakout session rooms.
Sebastian, if you just have a look on the program scheme again, there is only one one part. This is on Tuesday. On Tuesday, having five concurrent sessions for RALO General Assemblies, we would really need the five rooms available, because these are so far foreseen all between 9 o'clock and 1 o'clock foreseen as five concurrent General Assemblies. If you look at the other part of the program, we have only so far up to three concurrent meetings at the same time. Therefore, we could get along with three rooms.
Sorry. Wolf, we have five working groups.
Yes. Okay, with the working groups. Yes, sorry, you are right. Also for Saturday, yeah. Sorry, you are right. For Sunday afternoon, for the five working groups, it would be the same situation like with the General Assemblies. Right.
But Sunday, we have the five rooms for all the days, and it's not a big trouble. My only question could be if when you put, for example, 15 people, 5-0, if it's feasible or not. We have just to check that, but
yeah.
It's why I don't think that there is big trouble if we can shift the first part of the working group to one place in the morning, and what you put in the morning to this place in the afternoon. But that's just a proposal. But for the rest, it's okay. No, there is no problem for the room, Wolf, at all.
Okay. And I agree, we should leave this open, whether we better do this part of a program in the morning or in the afternoon, except the opening session, since we cannot shift to the end. But in between, we still have a lot of flexibility, and we can also try to match this with a room or other organizational or logistical questions. I only at the edge considered the question of translation so far.
Yeah,
but
we will have to see that. Okay. Somebody else want to speak?
May I? This is Heidi.
Heidi, go ahead.
I have just two questions from Wolf's second draft program. The first one is on Saturday, the poster session, which I believe is the formal opening of the poster session, where there will be drinks and perhaps appetizers or desserts.
Yes.
Yes, I was speaking with Stacy today, who is the travel planner or meeting planner, and she wanted to remind you or to have you clarify whether or that needs to start a little later, perhaps, to allow for dinner of all the participants.
Very good question, Heidi. Thanks a lot for asking it. My assumption was, if you look at the draft, the program will finalize with a session from 5:30 to 7.
Yes.
Therefore, there will be at least 1 hour, 75 minutes in between to start with the opening of the fair and poster session. So we could easily now say, no, let's start at 8:30, to make sure that everybody has had the dinner for this evening. I wouldn't think about having food at the poster opening. I only would think about having a bar with drinks.
A bar with drinks. Okay.
A bar with drinks and no further catering anymore.
Excuse me, this is Darlene.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of backwards to what we usually see? I mean, usually when we're at these conferences, it's right after the last session, you go and you have your schmooze around with the drinks, get to know everybody, get to chat with everybody, meet some people, and then decide what you're going to do for supper and maybe have it with some people that you don't generally know. That, to me, is the whole point of these schmoozy sessions.
Darlene, what you are saying doesn't exclude. First of all, you have to know to get to know each other, and the fan poster session is an open fair space where you have a short introduction, and then you leave it up to the people where they go to what table and with what other ALSs they make contacts with. If they go,
I understand that, Wolf. Wolf, I really understand you, but the thing is, if people have already been allowed to go for supper, they probably won't come back. Really, I say we need to move this whole thing up so it's right after the sessions. Yeah, move it up like that, because if you let them go out of the building to go for supper, first day they're tired as heck, they're not going to come back, and you're going to lose them all.
Sorry,
I have one question to add. I have to look to the budget, but don't we want it to have some food that allow people not to leave and to come?
Yes, Sebastian. I was speaking with Stacy, and in the budget there is enough for having appetizers or desserts with the drinks.
And that's precisely what we need to have, is some kind of snacky foods, appetizers with the drinks, and then so people can talk, and then they can go for a real food after that.
Okay.
Yeah, I must say I do agree, and Darlene, your points are very well made, especially after a long day and with many people after long travel. Once they hit the wall, they're going to hit the wall and we're not going to see them again. So, yeah, I think get them nibbled and juiced, literally, with soft drinks and non-alcoholic beverages, as well as those who wish to imbibe in alcohol may. And then if they want to literally go back to their rooms and have a good night's sleep, fine. And if they want to join up with new friends and go and dine somewhere, equally fine.
Yes, I agree with that.
Muy bien. Muchas gracias, señores. I am sure that we can find some Mexican food not too expensive to help us to stand up during this evening. I think Darlene made a good point, and we have 1 week to think about that. You wanted to ask a second question.
Yes, but Cheryl, go ahead if you have a question.
It's not so much a question as a comment, and that is that there seems to be an opportunity for a sponsor to fund other food options perhaps later. That's something that we can perhaps see at another meeting.
Okay, I can bring that up with Stacey. That's a good point.
You can bring that to Stacy, but we will need to find out the sponsor by ourselves, and I think we need to discuss that also together to see to which sponsor we can go and see if we can have some support.
Okay.
Good idea.
Sebastian, may I just ask another question, just to be clear whether I understood the remarks of Darlene and Cheryl well. If I understood you well, you were arguing by saying we don't give them 1 hour or 1.5 to have lunch, to have dinner somewhere, because then we have to fear that they will get lost and they won't come back to the fair and poser session again.
Therefore, we just make after 7 o'clock a short break, and we immediately after the a short break, we start with the opening of the fair and the proposal session, and we combine the dinner or the barbecue, the content with the dinner necessity. I have no objection against this option. I think there are good reasons. If we have to fear that they won't come back again, so we really have to get them to change them in the room facilities and start, let's say, at 7:15 or 7:30 latest with the opening to have this block of the evening to stop earlier and to leave it open what the people are doing afterwards. Did I understand this? Was it meant like this?
Yes, Wolf, that's certainly my intention.
Yep, that's my intention too. You don't even have to give them a break. Just, you know, hey, right after, as soon as you can make it there, get there.
Okay, I just change this time from now to 7:30 to 9:30. So we would have 2 hours for this. But it's most of the parts will be informal, and we give them the opportunity to walk around, to eat, to drink, to chat, and whatsoever. I agree.
Also, Wolf, this opening is an opportunity for, I would suggest, the majority of the leadership, at least, of other constituencies and certainly the board, tequila company, very clever, Evan, I agree with that, as long as we've just got the lime juice as well, that, you know, the board can come and get a feel for exactly how diverse and how extraordinary the ALS is and what they do are there.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, what is your second question, remark? Or?
Well, I've actually now developed another one, but let me just continue with the poster session, which is on the agenda. Has there been someone who has been put in charge of that event in terms of making sure that all of the ALSs bring their material and to let us know what kind of technical equipment we might need, or do we need what kind of tables, things like that?
Nobody told you that it was
Irma.
Your duty? Nobody told you that it was your duty? Oh. That's a pity. Fortunately, you came tonight. Great.
Sebastian.
Yeah.
I'd like to nominate Dharma for that, since it was her idea.
What?
I'd like to nominate Dharma daily for that, since it was her idea.
I didn't.
C'est l'idée de Dharma, c'est pour ça qu'elle propose que ce soit elle qui fasse ça.
Well, perhaps I could do it with Dharma together.
That sounds very good, Wolf. I think Dharma certainly needs to be involved, because she has a clear concept of how these things work. I just wrote in the chat history, though, that perhaps a logistics requirement list, and by that I mean a form that says, do you need a table, table of this size will be provided, do you need it, yes or no? Do you need a backboard? Do you need a PowerPoint? Do you need an internet connection? All that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great idea.
But I think it was one of the tasks we had to handle. Somewhere it was inside the survey, and then we decided to put it outside of the survey, but we need definitely to do it. And to start now, yeah. Other point?
Yes, yes, one other issue. I'm confused with the public workshop that, let's see, is scheduled for Wednesday, which is a large room. Is that going to be Rudy with his cyber crime, or is that what we discussed earlier, the possibility of bringing in an international civil society expert to talk about ICANN and increasing transparency and accountability and involvement?
Heidi? Heidi?
Go ahead.
Yes, Wolf?
Yeah, if you look on, I'm now just scrolling, just a moment. Rudy is on Sunday.
Yes, yes, I saw that, but I had heard from others that that Rudy was going to have the larger one. I don't know whether anything has been confirmed.
Well, I can get in touch with Rudy and ask him, but it's difficult to say whether this topic will interest 100 people. It's difficult to say to predict this in advance. We can put it on the program, but I can call him. I can discuss with him how many people he has in mind for his session.
The other thing is, Wolf, Cheryl here, whatever it is, and again, some of our lead will be taken from the results of the survey, whatever it is needs to be, firstly, a topic that will broadly engage the rest of the ICANN community as well, because it is a mainstream activity, and also be something that can be presented in a interesting, involving and interactive way. And in the past, I've suggested that what we might need to look at is redoing something we did at the Wellington ICANN meeting several years ago. By we, at that stage, it was the CCNSO, but it can be replicated by at large. And that is a hypothetical, where you've got a table of people who are challenged with a ever-changing set of concepts and constructs by a suitably well-practiced and capable moderator. And what we did then was look at what rights ICANN has to remove administration of CCTLDs away from a private entity and give it to a government or vice versa. And there was a great deal of divergence and disagreement in the community then on that topic. And by doing a hypothetical exercise, the audience, which was some 200-odd, found that they were taken on the journey and the alternates and the arguments and the rationale behind everybody's views was explored, but in an entertaining way. So whatever we do needs to be similar in entertainment value, I suppose. So it could mean that we repeat a topic that's been worked on, and if cybercrime gets the Guernsey, cybercrime is certainly one of the, I think, more broadly, more broadly engaging across the community's topics, you know, because registrars, registries and registrants, as well as governments and civil society, all have a vested interest in it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't give this program element such a high importance so far. It's of course nothing. It has nothing to do with Rudy. What would be immediately easily to do is just to take the concurrent session on geographical regions at ICANN. This is now foreseen in the main channel, in the bigger room. We could easily just shift the two, putting cyber criminality into the big room and giving lesser priority for geographical regions at ICANN. I don't know what kind of priority or preference this will be given in the survey, but what I didn't foresee so far, and just to answer the question of Heidi, I didn't foresee this session on cyber crime for the Wednesday.
Okay.
For this public workshop with 250 people. If I remember well, I was told this would happen in another building, not in the summit building.
Okay, I can confirm, I can look into that, but thank you, Wolf. I'm clear now on that.
But until our next phone conference in a week, I will get back to Rudy and I will discuss this and clarify this bilaterally.
Okay, or perhaps should we wait to see what the end results are of the survey?
This is another option.
I think that's well worthwhile. If I could just have a brief word on geographics, if I may. I note the relatively low ranking at the moment, number 9, of geographics in the survey so far. And I think whilst that's not saying that for some of our regions it's not important, I think it's saying when it comes to all of us at a full General Assembly, we have a different set of global priorities, what we would like to. I mean, Asia-Pacific obviously is passionate about geographic regions and what we do or do not need to do about them, but it's something that we don't see is as important to discuss with the other regions. And that's why it's not getting the higher priority from us in this listing here. There are also the committee, the cross constituency subcommittee or working group is going to be formed to discuss geographic regions and a review of it within ICANN's use of geographic regions. And that committee, of course, is probably going to start working shortly after Mexico. That'll be a committee that runs very similar to the IDNC working group, the fast track for internationalized domain names for country codes. And that means that you've got representatives from all parts of ICANN working together to find out what the community's views are and coming out to a mutual outcome. What is vital about anything we do during the summit on geographic regions is to mean that the two people that the at-large advisory committee have committed to that working group, which is myself and Carlton, is that we actually leave the summit knowing what the views are of the ALSs and what the regional views on that topic are.
Okay, that will be a point that we will have to be sure that it's in each agenda of each General Assembly of the RALOs. Okay, thank you, Wolf, for your very good job and your proposal, and thank you for the discussion we just had. And the topic number one, we already discussed the topic number two, then we will go to the number three. But in the number three, I guess, with the work done by Wolf, it's answer the question A, B, and C. Then I guess we can go to the number four. So the question, it's summit working group and GA operation, election of working group, relevant text as approved by summit working group. What do we need to do with that? Do we need to change something or to discuss it? Or
I think it's a carryover for the next meeting when we've got the results of the poll, isn't it?
Yeah, I think too.
This is Mitch.
Go ahead.
I have a question on this issue, and it's actually on the agenda item number 2. What do we do with the participants who are coming to the summit but who did not answer the questionnaire? How do we place them into the working groups?
Frankly, I hope that by the end of next week we will have everybody answer. If not, I hope that staff will be able to pick up a phone and to reach all those ones who didn't answer to know which working group they want to be inside or participate too. Because I think it's important to have everyone in one working group. I am sure that the secretariat in each rally will help for that too.
Sure. Sebastian, I really think the outreach to the ALSs need to be certainly facilitated by staff, but should be the job of the leads in each RALO. And certainly from an Asia-Pacific perspective, what I would be proposing at our meeting at the end of the month is that if any of our ALSs have not allocated themselves into one of the working groups, that our chair simply allocate them. We're not necessarily very democratic over here in Asia.
I would prefer to take the point of view that has people understanding the issues as they go in, but perhaps as they hear some of the issues through the first few sessions of the summit, people may change their minds of what their interests are. I'd like to have in which people may tentatively allocate themselves for a working group, but I wouldn't want to keep people away if activities at the summit energize people towards interests other than what they thought they might have.
Even I think we need to have them participating to working group, because I hope that working group will start to work before the summit.
Yes.
I don't see any trouble if they participate in the working group prior to the summit, and if they decide to join the group, the working group B or C or D, during the summit, it's not a big trouble, I guess. If everybody is not doing so, if there are some of the participants who decide to change, I think we can cope with that.
This is Heidi.
Go ahead, Heidi.
May I read just two very short, three sentences from the text that was the survey? It says, each summit attendee will be expected to participate in one working group during the summit and to participate in the work of preparing a draft statement on the subject of their working group in advance of the summit. So, I mean, I think that is a key point, that they really do need to work together prior to arriving there on their working group. The next two sentences read, you will be automatically assigned to the working group that you have rated most highly, and the summit organizers may assign you to one of your next highest preference choices in order to balance the number of participants in each working group. That may open the possibility of us assigning others who have not responded to working groups to balance them.
Yeah, and Heidi, this is Matthias, and just wanted to follow up on that. Because if you look at the calendar with the summit planning, we're supposed to have a first briefing for all the working groups in 2 weeks. And I think the idea was that the working groups are ready by that time so that they can actually engage in the activities and then draw the first text in the following week. So I'm not sure if this allows us to wait until the end of the month to form the working groups.
But when Cheryl say about the end of the month to suggest, I guess it was just for the people who didn't answer to the questionnaire, and we will try to have all of them answering, and we can start the working group work in 2 weeks' time, even if we have not allocated all the participants to one working group yet.
Okay.
The working group will be set in terms of what topics are going to make it.
Yeah.
It will be partly populated. And after all, we may find that this is why they've got to have priorities. One or two of the working groups might be so popular that, you know, we have to reject people and put them into their alternates.
Okay.
And my curse for the end of the month is, of course, AP Rilo doesn't meet till the last Tuesday of the month.
Okay. But, Sebastian, I think you said that you wanted to wait until the end of next week with the deadline of the survey. Because the actual deadline would be Monday.
Mm-hmm. If we didn't solve the technical problem, I was thinking that maybe we can allocate a few more days. But if it's not possible, let's go with the current schedule. I don't want to change anything. Just I wanted to be able to take care of the people who tried to answer and who didn't yet have the real possibility to get the answer, taking into account to the survey.
Yeah.
But Heidi has already contacted, or certainly the leads in AP Rilo, to get them to follow up with those who haven't responded.
Yes, I've sent that to all Rilos.
Hmm.
And I'm going, Cheryl, sorry, I think you weren't on when we talked about this. I'm going to update all of those lists who have not voted, and I'll send them out to each of the secretariats again. Today and or tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that to bring them in, to bring the majority in on time has to be the aim. Yes. Just picking up on the point, how difficult is it to fill in a survey? Well, it also depends on whether or not. The leads in, or the contact person in the ALS is even at work. Many of the, for example, in Asia Pacific, many of the at-large structures are entities that run secretariats or have a secretariat doing their functions. Not all of them between the traditional holiday periods shared by the rest of the world will necessarily be back even this week, and many of them are starting their own Lunar New Year activities. So there are one or two that probably need to get Kiataran or whoever to pick up the phone and actually phone and say, hey, look, you may not be at the desk at the office, but can you please fill in this survey anyway?
Okay, I would like that we try to go to the end of our program today. I guess we can't go much more than that, but I know that there are any other business, and Fatimata, if you are online, you wanted to raise one issue about participation of ILS's representative and so on, then I guess it's a good time for you to do that now.
Yeah. This is about people representing ILS's and attending or not attending the summit. When an ALS has one of the members as an ALAC member, I think the rule which you have agreed prior to my joining this group was that when there is a member, when there is an elect member attending the meeting, there is no more member from that same analysis that can be, I mean, who can be supported to attend the meeting. And we were discussing today that we don't think, I mean, if it's well possible, I don't know if it's possible, but it would be better if you want to involve more people in ALAC to have, you know, also to have the members, the ALAC members, and also one member representing an ALS. And that was the point today, and I think Sebastian gave us some more information in saying that the means are not here to have three or five more ILSs. And the last question was, would it be possible to support someone else if the ELAC member cannot attend, for example?
It was a discussion during the AFRALO meeting this
AFRALO
afternoon.
Meeting. Yes.
And I already gave my point of view on that, but if somebody else wants to jump in, if not, I can do again. Maybe somebody
I have
else.
A thought on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Darlene. We've already been told by Nick that the number of seats or people coming has already been set by the first survey, so we cannot open it up any more than what we've already said is any new ALS is coming between the first survey and now. You know, they can fill out the second survey and they can still come, but we can't open the doors much more widely than that because we've already been told by ICANN that we're not allowed to.
I guess it's not we are not allowed, it's that we are... In budget, we are on the top of the budget, and it's a question of budget more than the to be allowed to.
That's exactly what I mean. That we can't because we're at the top of budget.
I can't imagine, Fatimata. We're talking about one, maybe two people here.
Yes, maximum three.
Maximum three because you only have two ALS-based ALAC members.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's a maximum two from any region. In the case of committee people who are going to be actually running it, we've already discussed this and said that an alternate can be going, but that doesn't increase our budget requirements. When we have a final on how many ALSs are booking tickets, in other words, how many actual travellers are going to be there, if there's anything left in the budget, then I can see no reason why we can't look at this particular issue, because we are talking, you know, a maximum of two people. So, you know, let's find out what the budget allows, but it is a budget control thing, not a decisional control thing.
Okay.
It's exactly what
Thank
I
you.
Answered.
That's what Sebastian told us, and
that's
something we can understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I have... Any other business? The first one is that in the AFRALO meeting, it was raised quite heavily that we need to start with the travel support as soon as possible, especially with a country where there is no consulate for the visa and to know if it's possible to get the visa at the airport arriving in Mexico or if something needs to be done by somebody in Mexico for that. And it was a concern by a lot of African ALSs because very few of them have a consulate in their country. And I say that it will be handled, and I wanted to repeat because it was a question raised during the meeting this afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay, and
okay.
The final... Yes?
Okay, après de ça, je vais ajouter un autre commentaire.
Vas-y.
Ok, donc à plus des logistiques de voyage, de visa, il faut prévoir aussi à remettre les perdièrements des Africains sur place parce que les banques, le système des banques ne marche pas bien.
Mais
ça, c'est une autre question importante.
Ok, it is suggested that the perdièmes, it's better to deliver to the Africa, at least for the African people, but maybe for others on site, because the banking system is not working very well in some of the those countries.
Par rapport à mon expérience propre, on n'a jamais pu me faire un transfert.
For example, in for our, it was never working to give a transfer. Through the bank. I guess it's something we need to take into account. I am sure that staff already make progress on that, and they noted the question we have. Okay, we will need to stop in few minutes. I would like to ask you 5 more minutes if you agree. We have with us tonight Chuck with the ICANN Wiki leader, and he makes some work prior to this meeting, and I would like to give him the floor. In fact, what I need to do, I don't know why I didn't do that before, I need to invite him to the Skype, but if you can check, give
I
some...
I invited him.
Okay, he's online with us?
No, I'm not on Skype, but...
No, but on Skype. I know that he's with us for the meeting, but I will put it on our Skype. Now he will be able to,
very good,
to see, and he will be able to show us and to put the link there to show us what you want to show us. Go ahead, Chuck.
Okay. See here.
Sébastien?
Oui?
I don't...
Il faut expliquer aussi à Wolf qui demandait la lettre d'invitation de ICANN n'est pas suffisante parce qu'il faut mentionner sur la lettre que la prise en charge est effectuée par ICANN. Dans la lettre d'invitation habituelle, il n'y a pas de prise en charge. Et quand il n'y a pas de prise en charge, il y a d'autres questions qui vont surgir qui feront qu'on aura plus de difficultés à avoir le visa. Alors quand on dit que la prise en charge, l'hébergement hôtel est assuré avec les réservations d'hôtel, le visa pose moins de problèmes.
Okay, the point, sorry Chuck, it's to give that on the invitation letter, it's easier to get the visa if it's written that everything it's taken care of for the hotel and for the meal. Then it's something to take into account. Okay, Chuck, it's yours now.
Okay. One of the things that I was looking at here, just in listening to the group over the last couple of months, was how we can work on creating community, especially within the ALAC and the at-large organization. And so what I wanted to do is just look at a first pass of something just to get some basic feedback. And what I'm going to be doing is forwarding you a URL that I'd like for you to take a look at. It's on our test wiki, and it's the User Summit Mexico page. And here's a way that we could work on trying to promote camaraderie and fun amongst all the members. It's a way of letting members learn about each other. It's a way for people to help in the general networking, which is one of the things that ICANN Wiki is very strong about. And so I'd like for you to take a look at the URL I just submitted. And I'm certainly open to feedback at this point. again, this is looking at a starting point where we can move forward in providing networking for the group in general.
Thanks, Chuck, and that picture is certainly going to be changed. I can promise you. He really does know how to motivate people to start editing their pages, doesn't he?
Look like you're looking at something nasty and think you might have to pick it up or something.
That's a shocker. Okay.
Hey, still everyone ranks your particular caricature very high with the swinging earrings, Cheryl. They love that. That's always a...
I do think we need a space for the caricatures as well.
And I
really like my caricature, so I want my real face as well as my caricature on there.
And one of the things we have to look at, too, is if you see where the verbiage is blue, you can link off to that respective person's personal wiki page. So this is where people are encouraged to update, provide information about who they are, what they're about, things of that nature. And this is where you can have multiple pictures if you want. People can fill this out, have fun with their own wiki page. And the same down below, you'll see where AP Rollo is highlighted in blue. And that's something people can click on and receive basic information about what this particular regional organization is about, some of their priorities, things of that nature. One of the things that I'm looking at here is, at least with facial images right on the main page, if we add a face plus the caricatures, that might take up a lot of room, especially when we start taking a look at the number of people who are in the organization itself. Just something to think about. But we could always play around with how we do pictures and caricatures if you wish to add them to the same page as well.
Chuck, I think that at the front page, in terms of the User Summit page, the picture is important. I'll hide my caricature, which is on my own page, so it's fine. I have my caricature on the link to me, which is okay. What we'd like to do with the pictures that are on the ICANN wiki for the summit, though, is actually use those as part of our badging and security as well.
Yeah,
I think that gives us a great opportunity to, I mean, we have a whole lot of people and a whole lot of faces we need to learn about. And
exactly.
It's a matter of building community. It's also a matter of, being able to tag up people and get them access to the areas they need to have access to as well.
Excellent.
People,
yes.
Sorry, but I have to go. See you next week, okay?
Okay.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
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 Bye-bye.
So, based on what you just
Silvia
mentioned, Cheryl,
you.
Mentioned just basically what you talked about, Cheryl,
yes.
These are things where people would need to start setting up their wiki pages early, getting their pictures and things of that nature, and then we could beat that security requirement as they come in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think getting them engaged in the wiki space now is going to be a great head start on the getting to know you exercise. It's almost the meet and greet has been done virtually, and we can sort of, match up the face to the real person when we arrive.
Exactly. And if people contribute on future calls such as this one, they can always pop to this page and get a visual of who's talking and remember, oh yeah, I remember Cheryl, although you're a hard person to forget. But but these
Chuck,
are things
don't
that can
stop,
help
please.
It's a lot of medication counseling, but it is possible to forget her. No, I'm kidding.
But these are things that we can take a look at. Again, this is just a first pass. So what I'm very interested in hearing is feedback. I know Wolf has just added some information. So perhaps offline you can start sharing some information with me directly just to get information as to how you can see this fleshed out and worked better. And there's my email address for people.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Chuck, what we might need to do is give a small care and feeding about how one does the editing, just a paragraph or two, so we can send it to the ALS representatives as soon as they're confirmed.
Mm-hmm. Sure. How to edit and maybe even set up their own profiles in the wiki if they're not set up yet.
Yes, I think that could be very useful. I know you may think that everyone in the large community in this space is cyber savvy, but wikis are something that not all of us are comfortable with, and a number of the countries, of course, our representative of an at-large structure from within country may be an executive director of an organisation who, you know, does nothing more than get someone to type things for them under normal circumstances. So we probably need to gentle them along and make sure they've all got the skills.
No problem there. And who should I work with on this? Is that Wolf or is it Sebastian? Who would be? I just want to look at my main point of contact here in communication.
I am volunteer to do that, Sebastian. I think Wolf, I've already a lot of things to do for this summit, and
okay.
Maybe can share
okay.
the load. But it's really in any case, I am sure that Wolf will give us feedback, and the other two if there are some needs. And
okay, great.
Okay,
Sebastian.
Excellent. Just wanted to clarify that, so that helps. Any other questions or comments, please feel free to forward them to my email, and please CC Sebastian so he's kept in the loop. That would be greatly appreciated. Any other questions or comments on this phone call?
Well, this is Heidi. This is the first opportunity I've had to see many of you, so I'm really useful. I mean, I can imagine how this is going to be a fantastic tool. I think great work, Chuck.
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Very proactive.
And that's basically what we do, is we work with the community. That's why we've been at the conferences all these previous years. And so people have been building it themselves as we go along. So that's a good thing.
Bunch of good-looking people.
I'm trying to remember my login, aren't I, Chuck? Oh, God, this is going to be ancient history.
I'll be glad to work with you on that, Cheryl.
Holy mackerel, I'm just going to say email me the password because I can't remember. It's a long time ago.
we'll get things started with you again. I don't have access to your password for security reasons.
Oh,
so,
that's
so we'll just have to work on getting you assigned a new one. And then go from there. How about that?
You can work on that because, boy, do I need to upgrade that photo.
You know, you can just send him a new photo and he will download for you, I am sure. Okay, thank you very much, Chuck. And I would like to thank all the participants to this meeting tonight. We have our next meeting for the whole group, all the working group on the summit next week. And I am sure that the work we done will be very useful to go ahead in 1 week. But we have some work to do, and as much as we can do before this meeting will be great. And that's the end, I guess. If somebody wants to add one final word, or we can stop here the meeting.
Only
okay.
Just pop in next week's date and time here, so people can go back to this in their busy lives.
It's the same time, but it's 8:30 UTC time, the 14th.
Okay. 20:30 UTC, and it was the 14th, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, and good night to all of you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Good night.
Left.
Darlene.
Left. Left.
Cheryl.
Left.
Matthias.
Left.
Evan Leibovich.
Left.
Chuck Kisselberg?
Left.
Fatimata?
Left.
West.
Left.
Bonsoir. Bonsoir tout le monde. Hello everybody.
Left.